Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Mystical Musing Show with Mary Brown. I am Mary Brown. And just rattling us in, rattle everybody out of their sleepiness, if it's early where you are, or their afternoon sort of rainy day thing, if that's what you're experiencing. I know I am. It's all of a sudden it's fall and raining and crazy here. So I am so happy that all of you could take time out of your Saturday to join me here today for the Mystical Musings Show. We are going to be talking about past lives again. It's a continuation of last month's Mystical Musings Show, mainly because I couldn't get, we got overwhelmed with calls and I couldn't get to everyone who wanted a past life oracle card reading. So we'll talk a little bit more about those past life oracle cards that you can use to help unravel some of the mysteries of our past life connections. And again, the cards that I am using are the It's Your Karma cards by Kathy Daniel Witzik and the Past Life Oracle cards by Doreen Virtue and Dr. Brian L. Weiss. So, and we will get to that. And then also last week on the Psychic Saturday show, we had the Moon Card Challenge as we worked with, you know, I pulled cards from the moon, the new, brand new out there on the market, Moonology Oracle cards. And if anybody missed that, I hope that, you know, I'll be happy to, you can call in today if you could get through, and I'll be happy to pull a Moonology card for you so you can participate in the Moon Card Challenge. And what was the, what is the Moon Card Challenge? It's basically, Dax and I explore the idea of what do you do if you actually take the advice of the Oracle cards? So I'll pull one card for you and ask you to kind of, you know, work with that energy, work with that message. I'll give you an affirmation to work with too, and you know, we would love to hear back from you on the Psychic Saturday show or on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio, for you to share like the experiences, any synchronicities that came up with the card that was pulled for you. All right, so I'm really actually excited to revisit this topic again, and I want to talk a little bit about it before we start taking calls here. The thing is, you know, I shared, you know, a recent past life recall experience that I had had while working with my guardian angel. And, you know, what's interesting to me about this and why I also like working with the Oracle cards too is that, you know, it gives you a starting place. Right? You know, whatever memories come back to you, whatever messages you get from the cards, it gives you then something to, you know, put on your little Sherlock Holmes hat and start doing some detective work and seeing what connections there may be with your current life experiences, people in your life, seeing how it connects to that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we get answers and explanations to things maybe we've wondered about our whole life, you know, whether those are, you know, things like phobias, things that we're afraid of and we don't have any real reason we can think of why we're afraid of something, or even things that we're drawn to and we don't even know how much we like it, or why we, you know, this especially I think happens when, you know, maybe you're watching a movie that's, you know, filmed in, or set in a certain location that you've never been to, or maybe you see a travel video, or, you know, read a post about, especially if you follow like archaeology, like conservancy type, you know, blogs and magazines and stuff. Sometimes you just get stunned by things that you feel connection to, and it just doesn't make any sense to you why that is. So that's the cool thing about it. And so with that in mind, you know, I did and have continued to follow up on that past life recall experience that I had a few months ago. And just recently, within the last month, I got even some more information around that. And I wanted to share that to you just, you know, to share my journey, you know, for one thing, I guess, and then as another, to kind of also kind of give an example of how things can connect. So, you know, after I have, and you can go back and listen to last month's Mystical Musings if you happen to miss that show. But, you know, I talked about this recovered memories of, really, mainly it was my death scene in what I believe was my last life, not just past life, but the last life. And, you know, I came out of that experience with the information Japan 1952 serial killer, right? And, you know, I shared, you know, finding that actual person. But, you know, I didn't really, I think I was so focused for a long time on that, you know, on that story and that person and what happened. And there wasn't a lot of information to, you know, find out about who I had potentially been. But this month has been kind of different because for some crazy reason, I think, you know, talking to relatives or reminiscing about old things or whatever, it all of a sudden hit me that, wait a minute, 1952, what is it about that year? You know, obviously, or not obviously, probably, you know, I was born, you know, long after 1952. So I didn't really have any experience of that year in this life, at least. But that year kept standing out to me. And then, you know, going through some old stuff, I realized my mother had been born in 1952. Now, that's weird. Ended in the year that my mother was born. I mean, that seems like synchronistic. That seems like, you know, a heck of a coincidence, I guess we could say, if we believe in coincidences. I'm just like kind of blown away by that. And so when I have, like many of us do, when we have something that we're like, it's a mystery, I wonder, what does it mean? Does it mean anything? What we do sometimes is we consult one of our friends who happens to be a medium, happens to be psychic, happens to, you know, possibly provide us with a different, you know, perspective than our own on it. And so I did that. I went, actually consulted with a friend of mine who is a, you know, he's a channeler. That's probably really undercutting, you know, everything that he does. He's an amazing person. He does healing and channeling and stuff. He was trained through the Edgar Cayce, ARE, and you know, he often goes into meditation to communicate with guides, you know, for his own information and stuff. But I just happened to, he's a good friend, I happened to share this with him. And he said that he asked about this question in his meditation. My question was like, what's up with that? You know, if I died in 1952, the year my mother was born, like, is that common? Is that a thing that I should pay attention to? And he asked his guides about it in meditation and came back with the wildest answer for me. And that was, tell me to check out, you know, the second prayer in chapter 12 of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, right? Which, you know, that's a that's a wild answer to get, you know. So I did that, and man, let me tell you, I was totally blown away, because chapter 12 of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, it has like three prayers in it that, you know, ideally the dying should recite if possible as they die. And I'm thinking, since I was Japanese in that past life, perhaps maybe I did recite that second prayer. And either that, or maybe they're describing how things happen the way they did at the end of that life, and that it's sort of in between stage between dying and rebirth. And the prayer, I have to tell you, you know, the experience that I had of the recall was so, you know, kind of intense and overwhelming itself, and the prayer is also equally really intense. And reading it, I just was, you know, I was reminded of so much of that experience of being pulled out of that life by my guardian angel. So, you know, that is, that's just an example of how, you know, there's so much to explore from the little information that we seem to get. It seems little at the beginning, but, you know, once you start pulling those threads and walking down those paths and even jumping down the rabbit holes of the information that we do get, the journey is just incredibly fascinating. And, you know, we're also going to talk a little bit more on this show, you know, because I did hear back from some people that were, you know, talking about just the intensity of the experience of, you know, recalling, you know, your death, you know, recalling a death scene. I know definitely, you know, I shared how intense of an experience it was. For me, it took me a few days to kind of, I'm going to say, like, get back to center a bit, because it was quite startling. But, you know, I would say this, that I do think if you choose to use that technique that I used of asking your guardian angel to help you explore your past lives, I do feel like that adds an extra layer of protection. I don't believe that you're going to be shown anything that you can't handle. You know, it's not gonna fracture your psyche. You know, but I feel like, you know, yeah, expect it to be, you know, not a jolly holiday necessarily. But, you know, also expect it to be intense and informative and useful. And a couple tips that I would say, and also we are going to talk about, you know, again, you know, revisit the idea of, you know, crystals that you can use. And I'll share a couple that, you know, I really, you know, have kind of, there's a lot of crystals you can use for past life exploration. There's a couple that I would say I totally myself prefer, at least at this point, to work with for past life exploration. And some other things that I think are useful to do as well as we explore past lives. But just let's see if we should take a call first and get to some of our callers, and let me see if there's anybody who wants a past life oracle card reading. Okay, caller, are you there? Hello.
Is it me? Hello?
Oh, it is you. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Eileen.
Oh, hi, Eileen. So,
oh, great. Let me put my earplugs in.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. She's going to put her earplugs in. Yay.
I'm so excited.
Me too. So
I've been waiting
2 hours
for you to come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
So, where are you calling from, Eileen?
From sunny Miami.
Ah, Miami. Love
Miami.
That. Miami. Mm-hmm. Miami, South Beach. Oh, miss Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you want a past life oracle card reading?
Yeah, I definitely do. I've done a lot of regressions, but I love to hear about these things and how they run into my life this time.
Okay, so let's take a look at that and just I'm going to first start with the past life oracle cards guide by Doreen Virtue and Brian Weiss, and let's just see what comes up for
Weiss.
You first. Weiss. Yes, I always always do that. Weiss. Oh, okay. So, you know,
he's from Miami,
I did not remember that. I've read a couple of his books, but yeah, I did not. That wasn't occurring to me. So, maybe you get opportunities to see some of his lectures and stuff there.
I have. I've gone to one of them. Yeah, but now, I think he trains people. I've had friends who've had sessions with him.
Oh, that is fantastic. You know what's so funny is a card just jumped out of my deck while I was shuffling the It's Your Karma cards. And I'm telling you, this is sort of stunning to me, okay? But, and it's, so the mother card comes up first, okay? So, you know, past life connected to that issue of motherhood, it kind of stuns me because I was just talking about how I found a connection to my mother with my past life exploration. And her date of birth, so that's just strange.
Yeah.
So that mother energy comes up, you know. The other thing that comes up here, and look, you know, I don't know how you feel about it. People feel all kinds of differently about things. We talk about a lot of past lives that happen, you know, on this planet, right? You know, on planet Earth at different times. The card that comes up for you from the It's Your Karma deck is the Starseed card, okay?
Mm. Yeah.
So, and the interesting thing about that, you know, because look, you know, in the idea of time frame with this is timeless, which
correct.
I love. But I can say, you know, it's not ever that I've done this kind of reading for someone and had the Starseed card come up.
Cool.
The thing that is kind of interesting to me about this is also, you know, when we talk about star seeds, we're talking about all kinds of stars, right? You know, there's a lot, ideally, you know, of different places this could be. What came up with the star seed is Sirius. Okay. So I don't know if you've ever felt any connection to that. Sirius is like the brightest star in the sky, located in Canis Major. And, you know, from what people write about Sirius, you know, they have a pretty strong beliefs and they also have really high personal integrity and can be very focused, very determined people, deeply connected to Nate. The funny thing about it is that when we talk about past lives, there's a lot of beliefs about Sirians having had numerous lives here on Earth, especially in ancient Egypt or Tibet, and also as Native Americans.
Yeah, so you got it all. You hit it all.
Really?
Yeah. You hit it all, 'cause that's exactly what I'm all about. I'm here taking care of Mother Earth. And my friends, and I'm not here with babies this life. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to be a wayshower on this earth, and I volunteered to come back to help the healing process with color and my artwork and my diet, because I'm really, basically, I eat the plants, and I've been eating that since 1972. I changed my whole life around. So everything you're saying with the American Indians and the Native, I've been studying about herbology for a long time, and I work with essential oils, you know, when I need to, and things like that. So, yeah, I agree.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, and, you know, the mother card that comes up, it's, you know, it strikes me that maybe that's Mother Earth that we're talking about more than anything else.
That's what I know. I'm here to help Mother Earth.
Wow, crazy cool. Thank you so much for calling in. I love that.
My pleasure. You're welcome.
I'm so happy.
I'll keep listening.
Happy that resonated
Good.
With you. Okay.
Yep.
Have
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, and it's, you know, guys, I have to tell you, it's so funny because, like, a lot of times, you know, when, you know, there's a few different ways in which, you know, the idea of star seeds and you know, star children, star people can come up. And I have to admit that it always makes me a little bit nervous because so much of our metaphysical community, you know, we're used to talking about chakras. We're used to talking about tarot. We're used to talking about all this stuff. But I don't see a lot of people talking about starseed. So I'm always like, oh, I hope, you know, you're open to at least, you know, hearing the message. And then it's so wonderful that that message resonated with Eileen. All right, so before we get more into talking about the crystals we can use and that kind of stuff, let's take another call. Let's see. Janet, do we have Janet?
Mary, Janet, is that you?
Janet!
Hi!
Hi, this is so cool. Everybody, it's Janet Boyer. Yay!
Bless your heart. Hi, guys.
That's so cool. So did you want a past life oracle card reading?
I do. I do. I feel like I know what some of my strongest past lives are, but I'm entering a transition stage right now, and a lot of that's probably hinging on menopause. And
right.
I
hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just wanted some insight and confirmation into any past lives that are either influencing or affecting or hindering me right now, or, you know, a pattern I need to be aware of, or a sense of life purpose. Anything in that department's fine.
Okay, so let's see what comes up. I'm going to start with the past life oracle card first. You know, that is so funny. Why is that happening? The first thing that comes up is the mother card, okay? Again, I don't know why Mom is coming up here for a lot of people, but I also kind of feel that, you know, that transition in life, right, of mm-hmm. going into menopause or being premenopausal. One, I look at it as like it's one way in which we really follow the path of the mother, you know. We follow the journey of the woman, right, you know, it's mm-hmm. the next stage. And maybe, you know, some of the things you're going through, you know, maybe your mother had a similar experience with it.
No, we're nothing alike.
No,
no, no.
Wait,
no.
Okay.
But,
she didn't go through.
Funny. Yeah,
she didn't go through menopause.
Ago, though, I had the thought though that am I going from, you know, how there's the maiden, mother, crone aspect of goddess.
Yeah.
I did have the idea. Oh my God, am I exiting mother and going to crone, or am I still at mother? So it's funny. You do mother.
That is interesting because, yeah, you know, I think like biologically maybe we exit the stage, but, you know, we're always, once a mother, we're
yeah.
always a mother.
True.
But, and I just asked that question because, look, you know, my mother had a hysterectomy before she ever got to menopause, and she died before menopause anyway. So I always wondered, like, well, what would it have been like for her? And could she have told me, like, hey, we all get terrible hot flashes, or we all go crazy?
Right.
That's what I feel like
well,
I'm doing.
Yeah, my mother did, too. My mother had forced hysterectomy. She had to.
Wow.
So she was put in forced menopause as well. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
you know, you and I have weird, weird synchronicities. Both from Pennsylvania, both Scorpios.
Yep.
But let's take a look at the era of the past life and what it might have had to do with. Wow, that's so strange. How is that possible? You know, sometimes these cards come up and I think like, wow, I didn't know those people existed. Which is crazy. But I'm actually getting the era of the Civil War in the United States, which is really strange. It's really strange, right? So that's 1850 to 1900, okay? And the role that you may have played in that past life, and this is what I'm saying, I didn't know this existed back then, is the role of being a female scholar. Can you imagine?
Yes, because you know, I have often wondered if I was an incarnation of Hypatia or a connection, because I feel like I've had several incarnations as a female scholar and as a nun. So that's absolutely right. But I didn't realize it was all the past lives I kind of sense are really back then, you know, in Greek. One
yeah.
was a Cathar and maybe more medieval. And I never had a sense of any of the modern ones. So that's really interesting. Civil War times female scholar. Wow.
Yeah, you know, so during, and also look, you know, we also have to think, okay, the Civil War, you know, a lot of times is
mm-hmm.
kind of the biggest thing that we focus on, but also the energy of that era with all of that, you know, you also had, you know, huge influx of immigration, the ending of the Native American resistance,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
continued migration west, you had the gold
mm-hmm.
rush, you had,
oh, yeah.
you know, all kinds of inventions, electricity,
mm-hmm.
light bulbs, telephone,
mm-hmm.
all that. So much going on in this. And I would say, like, what, you know, explore that time frame. Like, what is it that maybe came up? Like, you know, you're so inventive yourself.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
everything that you create. I feel like that, it kind of makes more sense to me now when I really think, like,
mm-hmm.
wow, you know, maybe she was, you know, a female scholar that came up with, you know, an incredible idea during that time.
Am I supposed to continue that, though, or is that a past life echo that I'm riding on and I need to be on a different track? See, sometimes that's what I'm like, you know.
Right, you know, so look, you know, we can't continue, you know, the life that ended, obviously, and we don't, you know, we even really want to go there, but you know, the way I look at it is like, you know, sometimes I just look for like what jumps out at me, you know,
right.
what resonates with me and what is it that I can kind of take from that. And we put it in the context of, you know, kind of what you're going through right now in this lifetime, you know, that
mm-hmm.
that transitional phase. And you look at it as like, wow, you know, that was a weird transitional phase for America, you know, like a major
yeah.
too. So it might just resonate just on that level, or you might find some little nugget that you're like, wow, okay, you know, this is helpful to me. This kind of explains. But yeah, you know, female scholar, that's like, that's you maybe in every life.
You know? Yeah,
but
true. And
go ahead.
No, it's interesting because now in America we're kind of in another civil war coming,
yeah.
and the energies are very much affecting me. And sometimes I wonder, and I've been really feeling drawn to make jewelry and make pretty things after laboring for over a decade writing, you know, in-depth tarot books and co-creating decks and things and doing a lot of
yeah.
scholasticism, you know, over a dozen years of scholasticism. I'm kind of burned out and tired of it. And now
yeah.
my biggest session is to make beautiful things, beautiful jewelry, mindful things, and healing things, but also just because they're pretty. And when I saw this stuff going on, you know, a part of me just thinks, am I just, like, sitting out? You know, am I just not being more of an activist or being more of a voice, or should I be in the fray again? But I'm just so tired, you know? And
yeah.
so I don't know if it's just the pull of the energy because there's the warrior there also and other things, or if, you know, I'm just supposed to be going a different tack and let other people do that aspect. You know what I mean?
Wow. But, you know, that I do know what you mean, and I have to say that it really kind of fits with, you know, my sense of surprise. I'm like, were there even female scholars during the Civil War? Like, didn't everything just stop and everybody just fight and nobody did anything else? Right. And
yeah.
clearly that's not the case. And clearly that is not the case now either. And nor does it need to be, you know, talk about
yeah.
like, okay, you know, as a woman, I'm a woman too. You know, do we feel like we should be out there screaming at people and just stopping people in elevators and everything? I don't know what that accomplishes. But what I do
yeah.
know is that I can't drop everything else I care about and stop living my life just to join somebody's political agenda. I can't do that. And I really think
yeah.
it's important that the people, you know, people keep writing. If they're writers, people keep creating, keep making jewelry,
yeah.
keep being
yeah.
doctors, keep, you know, we, you know, that's what keep the world going. And the people that give voice to their frustrations, they need to do that. And sometimes, you know, I need to join in on that, but I can't revolve around it because, boy, howdy, you know, if there's nothing more confusing to me than politics, you
know,
I mean, it's like, wow, okay, so they're all saying this and these people are all saying that, and clearly they both can't be right. But, you know, who's trying to co-opt my, you know, my energy is kind of how I look at it, you know, sometimes.
Right. Oh, that's a good point. Good point. Who's trying to co-opt my energy? And sometimes you think of that maybe in a more immediate sense, but you don't always think of necessarily the global pull, the global, you know, shadow and things like that. That's a good point. Ooh, you gave me some really good insight on that. Yay. Thank you.
Oh, well, good. I'm so glad and, you know, look forward to seeing you
goosebumps.
Post more of your jewelry and stuff. Yay. That's what we're trying to do. We want to give everyone
thank
goosebumps.
You. Do you have any crystal advice?
Yeah, for past lives, absolutely.
Oh, for whatever I'm going through.
For what you're going through. How do you feel about, and I ask, how do you feel about, because people feel differently, how do you feel about Moonstone?
Oh, my gosh. Is that the one that kind of looks like a white tiger's eye?
It can. It can, you know, especially, like, you can get, like, rainbow Moonstone, and it does sort of have a almost like that chatoyancy that you see in Tiger Eye. But I feel Moonstone, like, and I say, how do you feel about it? Because, look, Rainbow Moonstone I have found so helpful. Blue Moonstone I can't handle. I cannot handle the energy. It affects my, like, it gives me, like, you know, nausea. You know, it's very odd. But Rainbow Moonstone is what comes to mind for me as one to work with. And, you know, there's others, you know, too. I think, look, you know, there's not one stone that's going to work for everybody. We're all a little bit different.
Oh, sure,
you know?
Yeah. It's interesting because I bought some jewelry supplies last night, and the reason I asked is because I'm holding a strand in my hand of what looks like little moons, and they're pearlescent, and they look like white tiger's eyes, and they almost glow. And I said to Noah last night, I said, man, I wish I would have got more. And he goes, why didn't you? I said, I just didn't realize how gorgeous they were until I brought them home.
Yeah.
But it's funny because they look like moonstones. Maybe it's also a confirmation, yes, you're supposed to be doing the jewelry. Don't be questioning it because I'm looking right at the strands that look like little moons. I want to have to take a picture and show you.
Oh, my God, yes, you should. Send it to me. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Janet. That was so cool to talk to you.
Oh,
and,
thank you for taking my call and for sharing your wisdom. I really appreciate it. And what were those dates again to look into specifically?
1850 to 1900. So that was
really?
Like the last part of it.
Wow, 1850 to 1900. Because Noah feels like that he was born, he has a past life in around 1900, 1910. Isn't that interesting? Noah, our son.
Wow.
Yeah, he feels like his most recent was back then, and that he was kind of involved with Edison, or maybe not so much Edison, but, you know, that whole inventive stage, that inventor stage. He's kind of like really enamored with it. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
We were probably, maybe I even was his mother then. You know?
Well, maybe that's why that mother card came up.
Yeah,
you know?
And I do think that one of my primary lessons is, too, is to just keep being a good mother to him, because he's a really special, special guy, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
And he's learning
absolutely.
And growing, and he's got so much insight. And so it's probably, too, a nudge like, hey, don't shortchange yourself by thinking I'm just a mother, that is a profound role itself, you know.
Well, it is. And again, you know, I think there's something to this idea of, you know, the past lives that we have. It wasn't just us, you know, when we look at the people in our lives now that we're connected to, we very well may have been connected to parents, sons, daughters, family, friends, you know, and exactly. So it's the Civil War era. The Civil War was with 1861 to 1865. It was within that time frame. But the era that the card refers to is from 1850 to 1900. So, yeah, that inventor era and the gold rush, all those different things going on.
Interesting.
So, yeah,
I'm going to definitely research more then.
Yeah, let me know what you find out. I'm excited to
yeah, because I know nothing. Of all parts of history that I am the most weak on, besides American history in general, it's the Civil War. I literally hardly know. I try to stay away from it because it just feels so painful for some reason, so probably because it is a past life. But I've deliberately stayed away from studying it, you know, and so I'm clueless, so I probably need to get back there and revisit.
But, you know, again, you know, I have to tell you, that's kind of what I was talking about. Things that we are resistant to or things that we are drawn to could easily be past life connections.
Absolutely. Either way, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your wisdom, Mary. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Enjoy the journey.
Oh, thank you, hon. Love you. Have a good day.
And you too. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. So already such really, really cool calls that we've gotten here. And, you know, so let's talk before we take another call. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the crystals that we can use and also a couple tips that I wanted to give you if you choose to ask your guardian angel to show you either during meditation or maybe while you're dreaming or if, you know, journeying, you know, if you do shamanic journeying techniques. You know, if we involve our guardian angel, I think that is like, you know, number one, a safeguard is put in place there, you know. The guardian angel isn't trying to take you for a bad ride, right? You know, they're looking out for you. But, you know, you ask them to show you, and chances are they're going to show you. What else can we do to make the experience a little bit more so that it's easier for us to handle it, observe it, and we feel more protected? Number one thing, before I don't know about you guys, but this is what I do and what I believe is very helpful. You know, before I even come on the show today, before I do readings for anyone else, before I do readings for myself, before I do Reiki self-treatments or Reiki for anyone else, before I meditate, before a shamanic journey, and a lot of times before I go to sleep, I create, that's another level of protection. So how do you do that? There's a million ways to do that. Maybe we'll talk about that, you know, on a future show. But, you know, I like using incense. If you don't like using incense, I also have a spray that I like using. Incenses like lavender. You can sage if you're into sage. Not everybody like digs the smell of sage. There's a blend that I use that is frankincense and lavender that I use lately to create sacred space because I just love the way that it smells, and those two incenses like really raise the vibration that I feel in the room as well. So, you know, before you embark on the journey, use what you use to create sacred space. You can put certain crystals out. You can put, you know, different things that, you know, it's kind of personal, right? A lot of times the way we create sacred space. But do that. Also, you know, say a prayer, you know, or set an intention, recite an affirmation. Any of the things that you would do to do any kind of work that's of a spiritual or metaphysical nature. You know, you want to put all those protections in place when you explore your past lives as well. So that's just a little hint there of what I think really helps. You know, another thing I like to use to help create sacred space is rattles. I like to rattle around first. Here's my rattles, actually. I have three rattles I'd like to use because I like the sound together. But, you know, that to me, like, kind of, you know, clears up, you know, energetic dust, you know, any stagnant energy, it kind of wakes it up and shakes it out. So that's another way, too. But, yeah, you know, think about that before you embark on the journey of creating the great space that's going to make you feel safe and protected, and that, you know, good things are going to come through to you. And the other thing is working with crystals. Absolutely. Sometimes I will put a crystal grid up in the room that I'm going to use to explore my past lives, using stones that I feel like, you know, help with that journey, and two stones lately that I have been using to focus on working with past lives is Howlite, H-O-W-L-I-T-E, white stone, gray little lines all over it, sometimes dyed blue and called Howlite turquoise. It's not turquoise at all. It's Howlite, and it's a beautiful stone in and of itself, and I think that it's very helpful to help connect with past lives. Comes in expensive and pretty easy to get for now. I have heard people say, you know, like, we're going to run out of Howlite. So, you know, maybe get a couple stones of that or particular carving if you like. I actually have a little angel carved out of Howlite. That's what I will either put under my pillow or I will, displayed in my room if I'm doing past life work. The other stone that's like really kind of my favorite right now and is now pretty easily accessible to get, especially if you live in the UK. But if you don't live in the UK, you can find pieces of it online pretty inexpensively. It's Pacelli Bluestone. Now, this is especially great if you feel like you had a past life, maybe in as a Celt, either in Europe or in the UK or in Ireland, if you have Celtic heritage, Pacelli Bluestone comes from a quarry, I believe, in Wales, but it's it's a Stonehenge stone. Also used in the in Stonehenge, so it's just a beautiful stone, anyways. And I have found it really helpful in. I feel like it helps you to connect to the time frames. You know, so if we think of if Stonehenge was indeed some sort of calendar, right, ancient calendar, then I feel like the Pacelli Bluestones had a big part to that, you know, to that aspect of it, to being able to tell time with it. So that's a weird, just personal theory of mine. I don't know. I have to see, if anybody else, has gotten that from Pacelli Bluestone or not. But I would say get a little piece of it, start working with it, and start trying to tap into other timelines and other past lives and even, time frames. You know, I think it's a great stone, if you would like to journey to another place and time anyways. It doesn't even have to be connected to your past life. So Pacelli Bluestone, Howlite are two of the stones that I'm recommending to use with past life exploration. And in the meantime, let's take another call. I think this will probably be caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Joanna in Florida.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited. I would love a past life reading.
Excellent, excellent. How is Florida today? You're our second caller from Florida today. It's so cool.
We've been hot, humid, and storms.
Oh, that does not sound fun.
No.
We've been cold and stormy up here in Texas. So
there you go.
I don't think the humidity would make me very happy.
No.
So let's see what comes up. We'll start with the past life oracle cards and then take it from there. So what comes up with that? Oh, okay. So it's not the same card that kept coming up, so I'm glad about that. I'm like, did I get a trick deck or something? Why is that happening? But, so the first message that comes up from the past life oracle has to do with, and it gives us a choice in the message, which is weird, leaving or traveling.
That's what I'm going through right now.
Wow. So that's really interesting because maybe, there's an echo there that connects to, what you did in past lives too. When I see something like that, I think, okay, maybe this is like a bit of a pattern, right?
Yes.
And let's get an idea of where, when this, you know, this is talking about that, you know, maybe leaving and traveling was a big part or, you know, an important aspect of a past life, but where and when, and we'll turn to the, it's your karma cards for that and see if there's any other connections that come up for you. Okay, so looking at that, wow, you know, it's weird how a lot of this stuff is, you know, today it seems to be more recent than, you know, ancient stuff, because the time frame I'm getting actually is strange. And it's,
okay.
It's World War II, 1925, though, that era,
wow.
1925 to 1950. So that era, which, you know, within, I guess, before and after the World War II era there. And as far as, like, how you may have related to that, what you might have been in that time frame, I'm getting male farmer, which is really peculiar. So I don't know if you have felt any, you know, connection to farming, who knows, or even to Germany at all, or that time frame of 1925 to 1950.
Great. Wow. Yes, yes. Relatives were farmers back in that time period, and I absolutely love it and love growing things as well.
Wow. That's wild. Are you serious? Like, you had relatives who were farmers in that time frame. So that's interesting. Well, and then you have also this love of farming and growing things, at least. No.
Very much
wow.
so. Yes. You're giving me the chills. Oh, my goodness.
That is so wild. So, you know, the thing that's, you know, interesting to me about that, too, is how involved, you know, people were, you know, in farming, how affected, I mean, that they were by the war. When you think about how many farmlands were blown up, how many people had to run, you know, leave, evacuate, move.
Exactly.
And so that idea of, like, leaving or traveling coming up first, you know, that absolutely, you know, farmers had to relocate and had to get on the move. And, you know, are there any relatives that you have that lived in that time frame that are still around that you could, you know, connect with, talk to, or have any mementos from them or keepsakes?
I only have a very few photos. I know a little history. I've tried to research the history on it better. I could only go back so far because then they came over to, you know, to the United States. Back then from Austria. So.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So that's interesting. You know, I would say, like, kind of explore, you know, what's going on in this life right now when it comes to that concept of, you know, leaving, traveling, moving around that movement and kind of see, like, you know, is there any draw, you know, any kind of breadcrumbs in that that you can kind of draw to it, and also, you know, wow, it's different in this time frame, isn't it? You know, than what it was before.
Yes.
So what it
well,
seems
I want,
to me,
I want, yes,
go ahead.
Mary, I want to go there. that's yes.
So you want to go back to Europe, or you want to go visit Europe?
Yes, very much so for the past years now. That's calling me, yes.
Wow. I think that might be a really, really, really healing journey for you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, that you know, bright blessings on that journey for you, because that could be
Thank you.
You know, kind of a big moment, you know, where you
– Right.
where you're able to sort of like release some things that, you know, I feel like when we carry around things from our past lives, it's really hard to understand what's in the suitcase, you know, because we know something's there, but we, you know, it's not like we can completely unpack it. So maybe this is just like encouragement that like, yeah, you know, that's a good idea to do that. And that could be a great blessing in your life to take that journey.
Yes. Yes. I can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you so much. And bless you so much for your time. And thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, wow. And I'm being blown away by the calls that we're getting today. But, you know, we're almost out of show time here. So I did want to take a moment to let you guys know also what other shows are just around the corner coming up this week on psychictalk.net. You know, so let me just give you a brief overview. And also know that you can go to psychictalk.net/upcoming, I think, /something. You can just find the thing, listen to our shows, you click on that, and you click on upcoming shows, and then it gives you the whole list, too. But for those of you who are just wondering right now, well, what's next, you know, on Sunday, the Angelic Realm Show returns, and this time, instead of on Mondays, they're now on Sundays. New co-host Sharona Repsik is joining Maria Moss and Dax Carlisle, and they're doing an open lines episode. So if I didn't get to your call today, or if, you know, if you are just hoping to get a reading or talk about working with angels, make sure you call into them, and they will be live. I think 11 a.m. Pacific time is when it kicks off, and then, you know, whatever that is in the time zone you live in. And then on Monday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show is coming on, and the amazing Catherine Hahn is going to be continuing her series of episodes on the chakras, and she's going to be exploring the heart chakra. Everybody loves the heart chakra, asking the question, are you okay with giving and receiving love? Boy, that's a huge question. I think that's going to be an amazing show. And that, again, that is on Monday. And then Tuesday, the Journey to Wicca with special guest Stella Webb on the episode of The Power of Three, the Hope, Healing, and Wisdom Show with hosts Rose, Fiona. They're going to have their guest Stella Webb talking about Wicca. So if, you know, Wicca is something that you're interested in learning more about, that might be a great show to tune into on Tuesday. And then coming up on Thursday the 11th, Universal Laws and How You Can Apply Them on the Soul Sisters Show with hosts Sue Schumacher and Anna Nula. That sounds really cool. And then Friday, the Goddess Guidance Show hosts Shakti Devi and Naki Aleo are going to be discussing the goddesses of witchcraft. Friday, October 12th. And don't forget, that show is in the evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 1 a.m. London time. So that's perfect for October or Halloween month. And then I think that is, well, obviously, you know, on Saturday will be Dax and me doing the Psychic Saturday show. And we got a pretty good one coming up this Saturday, or next Saturday, rather. I guess this Saturday is right now. And we are going to be talking about being psychic. What does that mean? How does that show up for different people? We're going to explore that, and we're going to be doing open lines and, of course, doing readings for our callers. So that is what is on the menu for this week on Psychic Talk Radio. And, you know, I see I'm just checking out the chat room there. There is Catherine Hahn in there talking about the new moon coming up Monday, which is actually pretty awesome for her show because she's going to be talking about the heart chakra Dax Carlisle, my wonderful co-host and the head of the network. I don't know what he's going to be, but he's in the chat room. Sometimes I'm like, la, 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 get ahead of myself and my thoughts. So shout out to everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody that called in today. And before we go, you know, I do feel like I've only got a couple minutes here, but, you know, I do feel like, you know, a lot of interesting synchronicities came up today with the folks that called in. I think that it's wild that the mother card, you know, kept coming up at first and related in very different ways, whether we were talking about Mother Earth or the journey of being a mother passing on from lifetime to lifetime, which, you know, come on, that kind of blows my mind because it's sort of where, you know, we kind of started the show with when I saw a connection between my mother in this life being born the year that I died in the last life. And so, you know, I hope if nothing else that what we've seen today are so many different examples of ways that we can explore these connections and ways that, you know, they really, that information can benefit us. I think Janet Boyer asked a good question sort of along the lines of like, you know, should I be focusing on that or that life or this life? And I do believe that always, you know, we got to be here now, like Ram Dass used to say, you know, and probably still says, somewhere, right? But, you know, we have to live this life, you know. But at the same time, there's a lot of things going on in this life that exploring past lives can help us to heal, can help us to better understand, and that can broaden our perspective on what we're experiencing in this life and who we're connecting to and why things affect us the way that they do. And, you know, truly, I feel like, you know, it's worth exploring, and it's part of the journey of healing ourselves and, you know, understanding, you know, each other better. You know, you can have a lot of compassion grow out of, you know, contemplating the idea of past lives too. And what I mean about that is, like, you know, Janet was such a great call. But she, you know, she alluded to, you know, what should she be doing at this time of turmoil in our country, you know, and you know, should we all be out there, you know, in the streets, or, you know, should we feel guilty if we shouldn't be? And, you know, exploring past lives shows us how many changes the world goes through and the times go through, the different times that we live in. So I just want everybody to know that, you know, that sun is going to keep shining. The moon is going to come up at night, and the world's going to keep turning. And you just need to keep on keeping on. You have to do what your heart is guiding you to do, and you need to listen to your heart instead of, you know, listening to what other people are trying to put on you. You know, if you feel like you need to get out there and, you know, share your voice in whatever way, then do it. If you feel like you need to stay home and just be a mom and just be a wife or a partner or a friend to somebody, then do that. It's kind of like no wrong answer when you follow your heart. So on that note, I want to thank you all for coming together to share this space today on the Mystical Musings Show. And I will see you all on Saturday on the Psychic Saturday Show, and see you next month for the Mystical Musings Show, when I'm going to be joined by a guest co-host, everybody's favorite, Theodore Branches. And we're going to be talking about compassion, one of my favorite topics. Everybody, have a great weekend. Love to you all. Bye-bye.